Acute upper gastrointestinal bleeding in children by All-Star Medics. Upper gastrointestinal bleeding in children is defined as bleeding occurring above the ligament of Treitz. Presentation depends on the site and severity and can range from mild anemia to shock. Common causes differ by age. In neonates, they include hemorrhagic disease of the newborn, swallowed maternal blood, stress ulcers, and coagulopathy. Infants aged 1 month to 1 year may develop esophagitis or gastric ulceration. Older infants between 1 and 2 years may develop peptic ulcer disease or gastritis. Children older than 2 years may present with esophageal or gastric varices, and adolescents frequently have duodenal ulcers. Children typically present with hematemesis, coffee ground vomiting, or melena. Severe bleeding may cause hematochezia, and patients may show signs of anemia or shock. Investigations should include a full blood count, ESR, electrolytes, creatinine, liver function tests, coagulation profile, barium swallow or meal, and endoscopy for diagnostic and therapeutic purposes. Initial management follows the ABCDE approach: maintain the airway, provide oxygen, secure circulation with IV access and fluid blood replacement, assess disability, including consciousness, and examine the child for exposure and underlying causes. Specific treatment includes proton pump inhibitors, such as omeprazole 0.5 to 2 mg per kilogram IV once daily, or H2 blockers, such as cimetine or ranitine, depending on age. Variceal bleeding is managed with octreotide, 1 microgram per kilogram IV bolus, followed by 1 microgram per kilogram per hour infusion, tapering after 24 hours of controlled bleeding. Propranolol, 10 to 20 milligrams twice daily, may be used to prevent recurrent variceal bleeding, with monitoring for bradycardia. Poisoning-related bleeding should be treated with specific antidotes, such as D-spheroxamine for iron or vitamin K for warfarin. Volume replacement with crystalloids and blood products is essential, and continuous monitoring for shock, anemia, and coagulopathy is required.